Do you know that from your position, you can change a situation? Do you also know that you are the master over the created world and that you are meant to rule over everything God has made? Listen carefully to Pastor Segun Obaje as he brings to you with simplicity and clarity the message of the new creation realities in Christ Jesus. Be blessed as you listen.
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, Father, our hearts are open to receive your word today. We ask that your word will come to us in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Let everyone here present and those that are connected online all over the world receive a touch from you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Let there be a transformation, a definite encounter for everyone in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And thank you for your word, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Say amen. Can we give the Lord a shout of praise? Come on. Woo! Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. Please, you may be seated in Jesus' name. Amen. Glory to God. All right. Faith for healing and health. Glory to God. Faith for healing and health. Now, we understand that faith is our contact to reality. We cannot contact reality without faith. And when we talk about reality, we're talking about that which is and ought to be. That which is and ought to be. That's reality. The Bible tells us in Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 6. It says, without faith, it is impossible to please God. For he that comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. So faith pleases God because faith acknowledges God as God. Faith pleases God because faith acknowledges God as God. So that means that when we talk about faith, we're talking about a perception of reality. God is the source reality. God is the source reality. That means he is the one who created all other realities. The Bible tells us in Genesis chapter 1 and verse 1 that in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. So he made all things. And Gospel according to St. John chapter 1 and verse 1, it says, in the beginning was the Word. Word was with God. Word was God. The same was with God in the beginning. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. Praise God. All right, so in every realm or existence of reality, faith is required. Sometimes people think faith, you know, might not be required in the physical realm, but it is also required in that, you know, you still have to believe that what you are seeing is so. Praise God. There are philosophers who deny physical realities. True? They tell you they don't believe that they are sitting down. How are you sure you are the one sitting down? How are you sure that is a seat? How are you sure you're actually standing up? What if it's just a make-believe? Praise the Lord. So somehow, even in the realm of the physical, they are still doubtful. So, you see, faith is our contact with reality. Without faith, we cannot contact reality. Now, the reality of salvation came to us by grace through faith. Amen? It was through faith. When we believed that God had raised Jesus from the dead, having died for our sins, and we confessed him as Lord of our lives, we were saved. We were saved. So, believing here is very important. If you want to contact any reality that is in the realm of God or in the realm of life generally, faith is a must. Faith is a must. Glory to God. So, looking at faith for healing, that means you have to believe certain things before you can be healed And you also have to believe certain things before you can walk in health. Praise God. Faith simply means I must perceive something and accept that thing as reality, my reality, and then I can walk in it. If I do not perceive it, and I cannot perceive it, then I cannot walk in the reality of it. So that's the law of faith. The Bible tells us in Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 1, it says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. It is the assurance of things hoped for. That means before I can see the physical manifestation of it, I must first and foremost have an assurance of that thing, and then I will see the physical manifestation. And that assurance is in my heart, is rooted in my heart. That's what faith is. I must believe certain things before I can see those things leap into being for me. I must accept certain realities deep within my heart before I can see those things work in my life. Now, the basis of our experience in life is faith. Faith. You cannot experience salvation without faith. You cannot experience God without faith. You cannot experience life itself in the fullness of it without faith. And that's why the Bible says whosoever comes to God must believe that he is, and he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. So if one denies the existence of God, then one cannot relate with God, because you cannot relate with God that you believe does not exist. Praise God. So faith is the basis of our experience. I remember the account in Matthew chapter 9, those two blind men who came to Jesus crying out for mercy. They wanted Jesus to heal them. And the Bible tells us, if you start reading from verse 27, it says, and when Jesus departed thence, two blind men following him, crying and saying, thou son of David, have mercy on us. And when he was come into the house, the blind men came to him, and Jesus said unto them, believe ye that I am able to do this? All right. Now, Jesus Christ is always able to heal the sick. He is the healer, right? Now, at the time that he said this to them, was he able to heal the sick? He was. Of course he was. But you see, that ability will not count in the lives of the blind men until they believe it, that Jesus can heal them. You know, without believing it, Jesus has the ability, he knows it, but they cannot experience that ability to heal the sick because they do not believe. So faith is the basis of our experience. Whatever you're going through right now, underneath it is your faith, what you believe. All right? Either it's pleasant or the other one. All right? Or otherwise. Faith is the basis of our experience in life. Glory to God. And that's why your faith must be based on the word of God to be able to experience God's word. Can someone say amen to that? So faith for healing. You have to believe certain things to be able to experience healing. The Bible tells us in Exodus chapter 15, when the children of Israel in the Exodus got to Marah, the water was bitter, and they cried out, murmured, you know, against Moses. And Moses cried out unto God, and God showed him a tree. He cast the tree into the water, and the water was cured. And then the Bible tells us that there the Lord proved them. Verse 26, and said, if thou would diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, and would do all that which is right in his sight, and would give ear to his commandments, and keep all his statutes, I will put none of the diseases which I put upon the Israel and the Egyptians upon you, for I am the Lord that healeth thee. I am the Lord that healeth thee. Glory to God. I am the Lord that healeth thee. Now, I want us to say that together. Say, he is the Lord that healeth me. All right. It says, I am the Lord that healeth thee. Not, I am the Lord that healed thee. All right. He did a perfect work. We're coming to that. And made the provision for our healing. All right. But he didn't leave it at that. He's the God who makes it manifest. He's the God who heals us. Glory to God. Amen. He says, I am. I am. Not I was. I am the Lord that healed thee. Glory to God. So that means the Lord of your life, Jesus, the anointed one, is the healer, and he is the Lord that healed thee. He heals thee. He makes you whole. He keeps you in health. That's what it means. All right. Peradventure, you fall sick. All right. He says he will restore you to health. That's healing. All right. And then he keeps you in health. Glory to God. He's the Lord that healeth thee. And he's the Lord of your life. Glory to God. The moment you got born again, all right, you came under a new management. You came under the lordship of Jesus Christ. So he became Lord over your life. He became Lord to guide you, Lord to direct you, Lord to make you whole, Lord to meet your needs. Glory to God. Amen. He is the Lord that healeth thee. And so, we understand that Jesus Christ is the healer. He is the healer. He is the God who heals, who restores to health. No matter the situation, he is the healer. And why is it so? The Bible tells us that Jesus Christ paid the price for our healing, our restoration. After the fall of man in the Garden of Eden, the wages of sin, the Bible says, is death. But the gift of God is eternal life through Christ Jesus. Now, man had to die according to God's word. So, Jesus Christ came, stood in our stead, and took our place. And he died for our sins. And in his redemptive work to restore man back to God, he fulfilled every obligation, every requirement needed to give us fullness of life. The fullness of life. Everything. And if you look at the redemptive work and provisions of Jesus Christ for us in his substitutionary work for man, we see in Isaiah chapter 53, you start reading from verse 1 to verse 5. It says, who hath believed our report, and to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? Believed, revealed. Amen. It says, for he shall grow up before him as a tender plant, and as a root out of a dry ground. He had no form, nor comeliness, and when we shall see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows. A man of sorrows and acquainted with grief, and we hid as it were our faces from him. He was despised and we esteemed him not. Why? He says, surely he had borne our griefs. Glory to God. Surely he had borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions, he was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. Can someone say amen to that? Now, let me amplify it a little bit. Go to verse 4, if you can get that in the amplified version. All right. He says, surely he had borne our griefs, sicknesses, weaknesses, and distresses. Did you see that? Surely he has. He's not going to. He has. In his substitutionary work, he made a full provision for our healing and health. Surely he has borne our griefs. He says sicknesses, weaknesses, and distresses, and carried our sorrows and pains of punishment. Glory to God. Our sorrows and pains of punishment. Yet we ignorantly considered him stricken, smitten, and afflicted by God as if with leprosy. But the Bible tells us, amplified, verse 5, but he was wounded for our transgressions, he was bruised for our guilt and iniquities. The chastisement needed to obtain peace and well-being for us was upon him, and with his stripes, the stripes that wounded him, we are healed and made whole. Can someone say hallelujah? All right. So we see that in Jesus' substitutionary work for man, provision has been made for our healing and our wholeness. Healing and wholeness. Glory to God. Healing and wholeness. Amen. Praise God. I said, praise the Lord. I said, praise the Lord. Now, you have to believe that. That's what to believe. Because for the arm of the Lord to be revealed to you, you have to believe his report. Verse 1 of Isaiah 53 says, who hath believed our report, and unto whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? So you see, your experience will be determined by your faith, what you believe. That is the truth. And that's why God wants us to believe right, to believe his word. Amen? I said amen. I said amen. People will eventually, either in the now or in the future, experience their faith. Amen. Your faith will eventually become your experience. He says, be it unto you according to your faith. So that means we must believe the word of God. To be able to experience God's word, we must believe the word of God. Our experience is shaped by our faith. By our faith. What do you truly believe? What do you truly believe? Now we understand the COVID-19 pandemic all over the world, and people are afraid. All right, the fear of that virus itself is more dangerous than the virus. Amen? It's more dangerous. The fear of the virus is more dangerous than the virus itself. It's more dangerous. Why? Because fear has torment. Fear has torment. Fear will torment people. Some people are not sick. In fact, I learned that they are curing some people now who believe that, okay, they can use chloroquine, you know, to cure the virus. And anytime they feel somewhere in their body, they are eating chloroquine. Just swallowing it, swallowing it. So it's like, it's an overdose of, you know, queen in their, in their body. Praise God. All right? That's fear. What do you truly believe? When you believe the word of God and it settles within you, you are not going to be afraid of sicknesses and diseases. Why? Because your Lord, your substitute, Jesus Christ, the anointed one, bore it for you. Amen? He took your infirmity on himself. 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 Matthew 8 and verse 17. He says, himself. Himself. Took our infirmities and bare or bore our sicknesses. Himself took. Himself took. So you look at him and say, Jesus, my Lord, took my infirmities. He bore my sicknesses. Glory to God. He bore my distresses, my weaknesses, my sicknesses, my griefs. He bore all that on the cross for me. Glory to God. All right? You believe that. That's what to believe. Believe it with everything within you and say, thank you for it, Lord. Amen? No matter what is flying around, it cannot come near you. Can someone say amen to that? It can't come near you. Cannot. Cannot. Cannot come near you. Cannot come near your wife, your husband. Cannot come near your children. Praise God. It cannot come near your family members. It cannot. Glory to God. Why? Because you believe the word of God. That's your experience. The devil cannot change it. He doesn't have the power to change your experience contrary to your faith. He does not have the power to do it. He cannot do it. The first thing he does, he wants to get you to believe the wrong thing to start with. And then you come into agreement with him. Then he can now change your experience. But if your faith is premised on the word of God, your experience is stable. Because the foundation is the word of God. Can someone say amen to that? Man, believe the word of God. Jesus Christ is your healer. And he bore your sicknesses and diseases on himself on the cross. So that you wouldn't bear them anymore. Alright? So affliction shall not rise up the second time. You are whole. Believe it. Man, I always tell people, I say, look, what is going on within you? That's the most important thing. It's not what is happening around you. What is going on within you? If you're fine within, it's a matter of time. You'll be fine without. Glory to God. Man, that's it. It's that simple. If what is going on within you is the word of God, is faith, all right, everything will be fine on the outside. Be not afraid, only believe. It does not matter the situation. Jesus told Jairus, who just received a message, that his daughter, that he was believing God for, believing Jesus for, to come and lay hands upon for a healing, has died. Amen. And Jesus looked at him and said, be not afraid, only what? Believe. If you stay in faith, that dead situation will come back to life. Be not afraid, only believe. Only believe. If you stay in faith, it does not matter what is happening around you. Everything is still coming to line up with your faith. Can someone say amen to that? Man. So be not afraid. Be not afraid. Be not afraid. Fear has torment. And I also want you to see this from God's word, that Israel was a type of the church in the wilderness. When God was to redeem them from Egypt, the Bible tells us that he brought them forth in Psalm 105 and verse 37. He brought them forth also with silver and gold, and there was not one feeble person among their tribes. Not one feeble person. Not one person sneezing, coughing. Not one person sleeping on the bed, inactive. Not one person. Not one feeble person among their tribes. Amen. Over 3 million Jews. Not one feeble person among their tribes. Not one. Glory to God. Not one. Not one. And that is a type of our redemption. Redemption here means that Israel was bought back. Bought back from slavery. They had been sold to slavery. So they were bought back from slavery. What that means is this. The blood of the Passover that was shed for them that night redeemed Israel from slavery, from the stronghold and tyranny of Pharaoh. And the Bible tells us that when he brought them forth also, he brought them with silver and gold. He brought them forth also with silver and gold, and there was not one feeble person among their tribes. Now, that was a type of our redemption. This is the reality. Glory to God. The Bible tells us in Colossians chapter 1 and verse 14, it says, in Christ we have what? Redemption through his blood. The blood of Jesus. If the blood of a lamb, all right, or a goat, the Passover, could do that, how much more the blood of Jesus Christ? In whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins. So we have redemption from sicknesses and diseases and the power of sicknesses and diseases to hurt us. We have redemption from that. We've been bought back from that. Can someone say amen to that? That's what to believe. That's what to believe. I tell people, I said, look, if you believe that circumstances around you will swallow you up and you'll be stranded, all right, please, it's better you just stop believing that, because in no time it will happen. It will happen. People will always experience their fears. The thing that Job was afraid of the most eventually came upon him. Amen? And people will also experience their faith. Praise God. Believe the word of God. Settle down with the reality of God's word. Why? Because God's word abides forever. It cannot change. The word of God cannot change. It abides forever. So you believe God's word, then you are settled forever. Glory to God. I said glory to God. Amen. Believe the word of God. In whom we have redemption. We have redemption from sicknesses and diseases. We have redemption. Can someone say amen to that? We have redemption. We have redemption. So what he did for us, all right, is actually one of the foundations on which we stand, to be healed and to be whole, to be healthy. who he is to us is also another solid foundation. He is our healer. He is the Lord. On which we can stand to be healed and to be healthy. And then thirdly, who he is in us is another premise on which our faith is built. Who he is to us, what he's done for us, who he is in us. Romans chapter 8 and verse 11. If the spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken or give life to your mortal bodies. Now, if the spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwells in you, if that spirit dwells in you, amen? Do you have the Holy Ghost in you? Now, let me tell you something. On those three premises, your faith can fail. Your Lord is the healer. Don't forget that. Who is the healer? Your Lord, Jesus, the anointed one. So he says, I am the Lord that healeth thee. I am the Lord that healeth thee. I am your Lord. I am your covering. I am your hope. I am your strength. I am your succor. Glory to God. See, Jesus is saying that. He's the Lord our healer. He's the healer. Number two, what he did for us in his substitutionary work. Our faith can stand on that. That himself took our infirmities. He bare our sicknesses. He took. And then he bore our sicknesses. Amen? He says, surely he had borne our griefs, sicknesses, distresses, weaknesses, and carried our sorrows of pain and punishment. Glory to God. He carried all that on himself. So when he took your place, he took your place that you might take his place. Before he took your place, he was not sick. When he took your place of sickness, he became sick with your sickness. He became diseased with your diseases. So that you might take his place of health. Can someone say amen to that? Man. And then he now did this, gave us an insurance. Amen. His blood purchased for us redemption. That look, my blood shed on the cross of Calvary is actually the token of your redemption, the price that was paid for it. So you have that assurance. And then plus that, I'm giving you my Holy Spirit to dwell in you, to quicken your body, to give life to your body. Can someone say amen to that? Man. So when we pray in other tongues, in faith, as we focus on what he's done for us as to healing, what happens is this. The Spirit of God quickens us along that line. When your faith is on what is done for you as such in prosperity, you pray in tongues, the Spirit of God will give life along that line. He will minister life to you according to the proportion of your faith. Prophecy is one of the utterance gifts of the Holy Spirit. So he says, let every man prophesy according to what? The proportion of his faith. So you see, faith will gravitate towards what God's word has said, and then God's power will gravitate towards faith. Glory to God. Amen. And see, this is settled. On these three premises, your faith stands. Number one, your Lord doesn't make people sick or sickly. Your Lord is the healer. Your Lord is the healer. Is your healer. Glory to God. He heals you. I am the Lord that healeth thee. Thee. Can you say that? Say, Jesus, the Lord, he's the one who heals me. Amen. Say it like you mean. Say, Jesus, the Lord, is the one who heals me. Hallelujah. He's the Lord that healeth thee. He's the Lord that healeth thee. Glory to God. Amen. Number two, he took your infirmities. He stood in your stead. He took your place as your substitute. Amen. And when he did, every punishment, every sickness, every disease was supposed to come on you, came on him. Praise God. Hallelujah. Someone says, what if I feel any symptom? Symptom is not sickness. Symptom is feeling. It's feeling. Praise God. I don't even respond to symptoms anymore. It's feeling. And you see, both the sicknesses and the symptoms, he bore them. Glory to God. Amen. He bore them. Say amen to that. He bore all that for you. Now, I want you to understand the reality of things as against the appearance of things. There are two different things. The reality of things is the essence of that thing, or those things, as the case may be. The appearance is the effect of those things. So that means, you know, if you try to deal with the appearance, the effect, without the cause, which is the essence of that thing, you're just wasting your time. And if you're just responding to effect without responding to the cause, it's still a waste of time. Sickness primarily is a spiritual thing. It has physical expressions and effects. But the truth is, sickness is primarily a spiritual thing as much as sin is a spiritual thing. And now people steal, people lie, people commit adultery and all that. Those are expressions of sin. Sin itself is a spiritual entity. See, what Jesus bore on himself on the cross was both the cause and the effect. In other words, he dealt with the root and he also bore those symptoms on him. The Bible says we couldn't even recognize him on the cross. He was twisted. He had no form nor comeliness that we should desire him. Praise God. Was twisted. So on that premise, healing is yours. Glory to God. Amen. Healing is yours. It belongs to you. Jesus paid the price. He was not sick. He didn't need to, you know, purchase wholeness or healing for himself. Because he was never sick until he took our place. When he stepped into that place of substitution, that was when he became sick. Now listen very carefully. I always tell people, if you have dealt with the root, the very, 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 very root of sicknesses and diseases, which is sin. Amen. Then you shouldn't be afraid of sicknesses and diseases. Faith in Jesus Christ cut off that root called the old man. The old man of sin. Cut it off. And when you became born again, through the act of faith in his resurrection and union with him, you were raised together with him, glory to God, into newness of life. And by that alone, you can tell sickness where to go, what to do. You can't touch my body and that's it. See, don't go by the feelings. Amen? Don't go by the effect. You have dealt with the root. Jesus dealt with the root on the cross of Calvary. You talk to that thing and be gone in the name of Jesus. You know, one of the things God taught me in the healing ministry, all right, was faith. Before the healing anointing began to flow, all right, he taught me faith. He said, even with the anointing flowing, if you don't stand in faith to address sicknesses and diseases, like you know that they've been defeated by Jesus Christ, you may undermine the anointing for healing that you carry. Amen. So when I address sicknesses and diseases, I'm talking from somewhere, from a conviction. I'm talking from somewhere, a deep-seated conviction in my heart as to what Christ has done and the powerlessness of sicknesses and diseases. Glory to God. Amen. He says, I'm the Lord that healed thee. 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 So when you turn to him, you don't just call him Lord, as in Lord General. You call him Lord, as in Lord over your body. Glory to God. Lord over your mind and your emotions. Amen. He's Lord over your mind. You can't lose your mind. Glory to God. He's Lord over your mind. He's the Prince of Peace. He ministers peace to your mind. So when you turn to him, you say, Lord, my healer. Lord, my deliverer. Lord, my salvation. Lord, my covering. Lord, my everything. Glory to God. Psalm 27 and verse 1, it says, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? He is my light and my salvation. The Lord. The Lord. The Lord. The one who conquered sicknesses and diseases. Broke the power of diseases. Sin. He broke it. That's your Lord. And he is your covering. Can someone say amen to that? Refuse to be afraid. Refuse to be afraid. Glory to God. Look at Psalm 91. Quickly, Psalm 91. Alright, it says, he that dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. It says, I will say of the Lord. What are you going to say of the Lord? He is my refuge and my fortress. My God. In him will I trust. My God. So what connects you with everything that Jesus is and he's done for you and everything that is provided for you is your faith. I believe the word of God. I believe the word of God. I believe the word of God. I don't care what is happening around me. I believe the word of God. And that is going to change my situation, transform it, and bring me to a place of experiencing my faith. Say amen to that. Do you believe the word of God? I believe the word. I believe the word. He says, I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge, my fortress, my God. In him will I trust. Who is your refuge? The Lord. Who is your fortress? I can't hear you. Who is your refuge?
Lord.
Louder. Who is your fortress?
Lord.
I can't hear you. Who is your refuge?
Lord.
Who is your fortress?
Lord.
Is your defense. The Lord. You know, I've seen people walk in health and healing who don't have a strong understanding of new creation realities, but just know that the Lord is their refuge. That's all. Now you know this, and you know plus this, new creation realities. And you are now, no, say not me. The Lord. Verse 3, quickly. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shall thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and what? Buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day. Glory to God. Nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall. It didn't say may fall. It will happen. It says shall. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come near thee. Can someone say amen to that? It shall not come. It shall not come near thee. Don't surround yourself with doubt. Don't surround your children with doubt. Don't do it. Don't be afraid for anybody. Believe God for them. I'm afraid for you. Don't be afraid for anybody. Believe God for them. What's happening to my child now? Don't be afraid for your child. Believe God for that child. Don't walk in fear. Look at the way he's breathing. Look at the way he's breathing. Don't be afraid for them. Believe God for them. Can someone say amen to that? Man, because see, if there was no coronavirus or anything, and the child was breathing normally, and it's like, why are you breathing like that now? That's all. But you see, the consciousness, the devil wants to control people's consciousness. Say like, I want you to begin to feel. Someone just sneezes normally. You say, I bless you. But this time around, someone sees the first time, so you adjust your seat. And then the second time, you're like, I'm blessed. Come on now, say, I'm blessed.
I'm blessed.
Say, I'm blessed. Now we go to the market, we buy food stuff and all that. You don't know, you don't test those people before you buy food stuff from them. That, are you coronavirus positive, COVID-19 positive? Amen? All right. Even vegetables that we don't have to cook before eating them. Do you cook carrot before eating your carrot? You wash, all right? What if you don't, you know, you are in a hurry, you didn't wash well, and you just, all right, understand. How many, can you imagine how many viruses and bacteria you've eaten? And you just went to the toilet and the thing just went. How many that did not even affect you at all? Is it now that God will now forsake you because of what? He says, I will neither leave thee nor what? Forsake thee. Yes, we have to, you know, observe all the precautions and all that. But you see, your faith is not based on all those things. Your faith is based in the power of God. Amen. So, if you cough, prevention is healed. Glory to God. Amen. If you sneeze, you don't say, hey, Jesus, oh, all right. Healed. Don't call that name in vain. Jesus, oh, for what? Are you calling him as your protection? Or you're afraid? You say, Jesus, you are my Lord, the healer. Uh-huh. You're talking. Glory to God. Amen. Believe the word of God. Believe the word of God. And lastly, what he has done for you in his substitutionary work is enough to hinge or hang your faith on. What Christ has done for you in his substitutionary work for man is enough to hang your faith on. Is enough. Amen? It is enough. Glory to God. It is enough. It is enough. So, may I say this? Whatever the situation is, make sure your faith is hinged on the Lord, your healer, Lord, your great substitute, the Lord, your quickener. Amen? The Lord, your healer, the Lord, your great substitute, who took your place, then the Lord, your quickener, he revitalizes your body. Glory to God. Amen. Strength is yours. Amen. He is your strength. So he quickens you. He revitalizes your body. And this must be our confession. And we need to pray for people who are sick. We need to pray for people and help those we can help. Praise God. Amen. But listen very carefully. If at this time we are praying for you, so what have you been doing with God's word that you've been taught all your life since you got born again till date? Amen? You ought to be praying for people now. Now, many of us have been taught faith in the house. All right. You ought to be praying for people now. Not to be prayed for. Praise God. Man, pray for people. Make intercessions for them. Let the love of God move your heart. Those in Italy, those in, you know, Europe, I learned that the epicenter shifted from Wuhan, China, to Europe. And it's something they are battling with. Right now, they now know that, okay, so their healthcare is not almighty. Amen? He that sits in the heaven shall laugh. He's just looking and said, okay, so you rely on this healthcare. God is not important. Science is everything. So what happened to science? What happened to your healthcare? Why did he suddenly collapse and cannot take care of all of you? Amen? I said amen. So it's important, it is very important that you put your trust in God. Say amen to that. Put your trust in God. Put your trust in His Word. Praise God. Let's be upstanding. I want you to begin to make your confession. He says, I will say of the Lord, I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge, my fortress, my God, in Him will I trust. So go ahead and say of the Lord right now, you are my God, you are my refuge, you are my fortress. Come on, go ahead. Say of the Lord, I will say of the Lord, I will say of the Lord. Makora sata bariada makatila zobrina kashombro nektekisa bradia ronta kambre sika radabahaya roka brosa pregido groshambre bedebosha prebadabahaya. Yes, I will say of the Lord. Come on, say of the Lord. You are my refuge, my God, in Him I do trust. Manikada barasa sigo rodobokosha lekratombro sika baradabahaya. Sonta kida brosaka rotokaba rasigo rodobokosh ibronomoko sombro gide gregosha brabrabosha 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 rapakade garoso bramenekato grosha brabadia ranto koshe gregere groshe gregere grosha lembra namba koshambre gide grasso pregere gregedosha. Thank you, Father. In Jesus mighty name we have prayed. Now, what determines your experience? Come on, talk to me. What determines your experience? Not my faith, your own. Did you see that? So what are you going to believe right now? You see, what are you going to believe? That's what's going to happen to you. All right? What are you going to believe now? You're going to believe God's word, and then it becomes your experience. Praise God. Begin to declare, I believe the word of God. And then begin to declare what you believe in God's word. Believe. You see, that's why we give people God's word. When you say, I believe God's word, God says, what in my word do you believe? Say what you believe. Sonda brakita kaba santa kligro shubre bedba. Kora manikita kano kora kida. Sombre kila manta kabro sopre gedegregedosha. Raba katani manzo zebredi kasambre kite labredish. Rapa kasende bro sombro tekle krosha brabadaba. Begin to declare it concerning your family, your extended family. Come on, go ahead, begin to declare it. Your nuclear family members, begin to declare it in the name of Jesus. This is what I believe. According to God's word, forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven. So I declare the word of God in Jesus' name. Come on, go ahead and declare it. 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 Somdo bro de kisara da bahaya. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Now we're going to declare during this period. All right, we know it would not last. It has come to pass. Amen. There is no lack for me. There's no lack for my household. We have more than enough. See, never believe it's corona that is the reason why you don't have money. No. Corona. Don't believe that lie. Begin to declare it during this season, this period, I have more than enough. The works of my hands prosper. Go ahead and declare it. I have abundance. I have abundance. I have abundance. In the name of Jesus, prosperity is mine. That's what I believe. That's what I believe. Come on now, go ahead and declare it. Go ahead and declare it. In the name of the Lord Jesus, more than enough.
I have more than enough.
Thank you, Father. Blessed be your holy name, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Now let's pray for people all over the world. Let's stand as priests in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Take authority over that foul spirit called coronavirus afflicting man, and pray for those who have lost loved ones for comfort, that the Lord will comfort them. And I pray for those who are sick already, we take authority over that foul spirit and we declare healing for them in the name of Jesus. Go ahead and pray. Let's pray. Sombra teka sabre kila graso brigida brahaya. Rekato sombre gide kresubra paradia. Ropa kabanago sombre gide grosha bradia. Rapa kasa kalanda brosha kida bradia. Ronto kasibre di grosobre brabashana mande. Lord, we extend your love. We extend your goodness. We extend your goodness, O God, to these precious ones. We pray, Lord God, for those who have lost loved ones. Makusha paradiga sombre brabashada bahaya. Your comfort, O God, in their hearts. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We take authority over the spirit, that foul spirit of called coronavirus. We rebuke you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. The brasakata, we take authority over the fear of that virus in the minds and in the hearts of people in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. For those who are sick of the virus, who have contracted the virus, we pray, Heavenly Father, for strength for them. Recovery. We declare that they recover in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we thank you, Father. We give you praise. Blessed be your holy name, Lord. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Say amen. Say amen. Glory to God. Please, you may be seated in Jesus' name.